Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Packers tailgate tour took off from Lambeau yesterday, bound for Packer fans across the state. The green and gold coach is carrying Packer legends James Jones, Randall Cobb, Desmond Bishop, and Brandon Jackson, along with current players Evan Williams and Edgerrin Cooper. This is the 20th annual Packers tailgate tour with a new face this year, President and CEO Ed Policy. Following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Mark Murphy, Policy boarded the bus with pride, saying, "This road trip is unique in the NFL, and just one more example of why the Packers are so special." With all the severe weather we've had over the past few days, it's worth a reminder that the tornado sirens you hear tomorrow are just drills. The annual Wisconsin statewide tornado drills will happen at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon and again at 6:45 in the evening. Schools, businesses, and families are encouraged to practice going to their nearest tornado shelter or safe location during the drills. For houses, safety experts say that would be the basement or a ground floor interior room without walls. If you live in an apartment, the safest place is the lowest level away from windows with as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Mobile homes are not considered safe shelter during a tornado. Mobile home residents should know about community shelter locations or nearby public buildings where they can go during severe weather. Outagamie County is declaring an emergency as flooding threatens homes along the Wolf and Embarrass Rivers. County Executive Tom Nelson signed the declaration yesterday afternoon, warning people those waterways will continue to rise heading into the weekend. Last night's storm only made extensive flooding throughout northeast Wisconsin worse. Before the latest rainfall even started, local rivers and lakes were spilling over from Waupaca to Brown counties. Surging waters washed out roads, threatened dams, and flooded parks, trails, even some homes. A truck fell into the Little Suamico River yesterday morning after a bridge failed in O'Connell County. Emergency workers say the truck went in around 5 in the morning. The driver was able to get out on his own and was treated for minor injuries. People near the Big Falls Dam west of Clintonville evacuated yesterday morning as the dam reached the point of failing. Then, just as those waters started to recede in the early evening, a dam in Shawano started overflowing. The Shawano County Sheriff's Office sent a notification that the Balsam Row Road Dam just north of Shawano was at risk of failure. Deputies warned people who live south of the dam to be prepared to leave quickly. Less than halfway through the month, the National Weather Service says we've already broken the record for the wettest April in nearly a century. They say the Green Bay area normally records 3 inches of rain throughout the entire month of April. We've already seen more than twice that, with two more weeks to go and more rain in the forecast. A former Oconto Falls teacher accused of having inappropriate sexual conduct with 7 students pleaded not guilty in court yesterday. 60-year-old Gail Gander taught English and directed the Performing Arts Center at Oconto Falls High School. Gander was fired after his arrest. He admitted to giving students massages but says it was not intended to be sexual. Gander is also one of the teachers named in a civil lawsuit against the O'Connell Falls School District, alleging a long-term pattern of ignoring sexual misconduct by staff members in the district. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night, with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. 5 Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least two of four swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a six-game losing streak. The Crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower here later today. One or two of those could be on the strong side, especially further south. Our high 58 today. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 45 tomorrow. More clouds, scattered thunderstorms, 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.